Well, as I mentioned at the top of the show, the lion's share of the program tonight is Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil, an unaccompanied choral piece from 1918, a piece that has a very special place in my heart. It's something that my father and I have bonded over the years and spent many evenings together with a glass of wine listening to a 1950s USSR academic choir performance of the piece. And while I thought the piece was special to me, it is definitely a piece that has a much more personal connection to the founder and artistic director of the Skylark Vocal Ensemble, Matthew Gard. I got a chance to talk to him before the concert and asked him what it is that makes this piece so special for him and his family.
Well, I grew up in Atlanta, and Robert Shaw was still very active there at that time. I actually went to high school with his youngest son. And so the Robert Shaw recording was an important part of my growing up as a musician. And it also was really important to my wife. At the same time, I didn't know her at the time. She was in Bangor, Maine. But they always listened to that recording on their drives to Deer Isle on the coast when they would go on the weekends. And so that was an important piece of music to us. And when we were in the hospital, the day that our first son, Harry, was born, which is now more than 5 years ago, we had a little Bose speaker in the hospital with us. And it was a difficult day, as parents out there know. And we decided to play some soothing music. And so we put on the Robert Shaw recording on this little speaker in the hospital room. And that was a source of comfort for a while. And then things got fairly active, and there was a bit of a medical emergency. And they had to whisk Carolyn off to the OR to do an emergency C-section, which is a really harrowing thing, as many parents out there know. And I was left in a room alone with this speaker, playing the Robert Shaw recording of the Vespers while waiting to find out what was going to happen with Carolyn and our new son. And so I had about 15 minutes alone with that piece, just that piece and me and my fears and hopes and prayers. And so after everything turned out well, the first 45 minutes of Harry's life, while Carolyn was still under anesthesia, I was holding Harry and that music was playing. And it's a piece that one has to have a bit of an unhealthy sense of hubris to approach as a conductor or as an ensemble. And so I think the fact that it has such a personal story gave us the courage to really spend time studying the piece and try to mount a performance.
That's Matthew Gard, the artistic director of the Skylark Vocal Ensemble, talking to me about what makes this evening's music particularly special for him and for his family. We're going to hear more from Matthew Gard later on in the program to tell us about the Skylark Vocal Ensemble's upcoming concert titled Once Upon a Time Reimagined, which is on February 15th and 16th. And you can hear that full interview again at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. With that, it is time to hear this phenomenal piece. By the way, the Rachmaninoff All Night Vigil calls for some extremely low singing, like low. And those types of singers are not individuals that most choral groups, including Skylark, just happen to have on hand. So they have brought in three bass ringers, if you will, to handle the extremes. They're named Eric Alator, Glenn Miller, and Adrian Peacock. You will not be able to miss their singing. We're also going to hear mezzo-soprano Luthien Brackett and tenor Jonas Budrys. Here comes the ensemble on stage now at St. Paul's in Harvard Square. Such a rich, beautiful place to hear this concert, and I hope you enjoy it a lot. I know I will. Here's the Skylark Vocal Ensemble and Matthew Gard with the Rachmaninoff All Night Vigil in concert on WCRB.
Os boni blago slovi, slava sjate, jedino sušnje i životvorjaše, i nerazdjelje trojce, vsegda nyne i prisno, i vo veki vekov.
Oh, Thank you.
What an outstanding piece of music, and to let it ring there at St. Paul's in Harvard Square. It's the Rachmaninoff All Night Vigil, sung by the Skylark Vocal Ensemble and led by Matthew Gard here on WCRB in concert. We heard mezzo-soprano soloist Luthien Brackett and tenor soloist Jonas Budrys. And those basses, how about those low, low basses? They came in for this concert, specifically for this concert, and they are Eric Altidore, Glenn Miller, and Adrian Peacock. I'm Chris Voss. Thank you for joining me tonight for WCRB in concert with the Skylark Vocal Ensemble. They are actually back in town this coming week to perform a new concert as part of their new album release titled Once Upon a Time Reimagined. It's in Chestnut Hill on February 15th and in Newburyport on February 16th. I got a chance to chat with Matthew Gard before this concert, and he told me a little bit about this new upcoming concert.
It's a very different concept than the Rachmaninoff Vespers. We have a wonderful storyteller named Sarah Walker, who we've been working with for 3 or 4 years, and she's from the Appalachian storytelling tradition. And for Once Upon a Time, she tells two stories that you might think you know, which are Snow White and The Little Mermaid, but she tells the less Disneyfied versions. They're kind of dark, and we weave together music from a number of composers, Poulenc, Vaughan Williams, Mantujärvi, into a tapestry that stitches the story together. And so each story is essentially a 30-35 minute seamless musical story, not unlike Peter and the Wolf, but it's different in the sense that this music was not all written for the context. It's been brought into context to create the concert experience.
Matthew Gard, Artistic Director of the Skylark Vocal Ensemble. You can find out more information about that Once Upon a Time concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. There you can also hear a full interview with Matthew Gard that includes discussions of the deep personal connections he and his young family have to the Rachmaninoff All Night Vigil we enjoyed tonight. And you can listen to other WCRB in concerts on demand as well. The website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert.